to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and wow, am I excited. I couldn't be more excited because I love Jesus, and I know you love Jesus too, and I'm with someone who loves Jesus passionately. That makes me so excited when I'm around her. And this is Katie Hughes. Welcome back to the show, Katie.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Give me a J.
J.
Okay.
And Mama Mary, we love you.
Mama Mary, St. Joseph, all heavenly angels and saints.
Holy saints.
Holy heavenly saints. And Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The number one goal, the number one objective, the number one mission that we have as Christians, as Catholics, Catholics on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, is what, Katie? What is our called?
Sorry.
Our called to mission.
Evangelize.
Is evangelize.
Bring
she
the
looked
good
at me
news.
At first like, what are you talking?
No, I was
she
blanking
knew.
Out.
She knew. She knew. Called to evangelize is the name of the show. And bottom line is this, my brothers and sisters, what an exciting thing it is to evangelize. And what does the word evangelization mean?
It means spreading the good news.
It means good news, exactly.
Yeah.
To be an evangelist means that you're talking about good news all the time. Is there any news better than talking about what Jesus has done for us?
Nope.
Is there any news better than talking about when we turn our lives to Him, we will have eternal salvation?
Nope.
Is there any good news that's better than saying when we open up our hearts and release the Holy Spirit will transform us with the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace and all the fruit of the Holy Spirit? Is there anything better than that?
I'm looking all around and nope.
Nope, nope, and nope. You know, I just heard on Spirit-Filled Radio, and please listen to Spirit-Filled Radio when you can. It's the internet, and you can download an app from your iPhone or Android. Just put in Spirit-Filled Radio. It's 24/7 programming. And there's a show by Andrew O'Keefe.
Yes.
What's the name of that show?
Healing of Addictions.
Healing
formerly known as Recovering God's Miracles.
And I heard him interview a very, very important man that is on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. And he heads up Catholic Men's Fellowship. And who is that?
Gil Alderete.
Gil Alderete. So she's getting every answer right. So they were preaching back and forth to one another. And Gil said something that is so important, and it relates exactly to what we're talking about on being called to evangelize. He said, you have the Holy Spirit within you, right?
Right.
When we're baptized
mm-hmm.
and sealed by the Holy Spirit at confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, God bless Gil. I mean, I love Gil Alderete. I love Andrew O'Keefe, otherwise known as Bill Markham. But shh, don't tell anybody. But Gil said something which, to me, it just hit me in the heart in such a big way. He said, you received the Holy Spirit, but does the Holy Spirit have you?
Mm.
I love that.
Do you let him have you?
Yeah. In other words,
yeah.
Do you give him permission to have
mm-hmm.
you? Because that's exactly what it's
mm-hmm.
about. Some of you have heard my story of the little girl that asked me if she received the Holy Spirit at baptism. I said yes. And she said, why is the Holy Spirit hiding? I talk about that a lot. The Holy Spirit isn't hiding. The Holy Spirit is waiting for permission.
Mm-hmm.
Permission.
Activation.
Activation. Your
yeah.
favorite word.
One of them.
The Holy Spirit is waiting for activation for you to put him into action.
Yes. Kind of like your people talk about their guardian angels. Like, do you have a relationship with them?
Right.
And they want to be put to work and they're waiting, but you have to ask. It's Jesus said it, right?
Right.
Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you will find.
Absolutely.
Knock, and the door will be open. Well, the Holy Spirit is part of the triune God, the person. of the Trinity, the love between the Father and the Son, and He wants in, and He wants to do so much with each one of us to spread the good news.
Amen, amen, amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Let's take a look at some scripture and exactly what happened when Jesus was ready to ascend into heaven. And let's take a look at first at Acts 1. Again, Acts is written by Luke. And as we take a look at verse 5, it says, "For John baptized with water, but in a few days you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So this is Jesus talking to his disciples. And then, of course, the famous verse 8 that we talk about a lot. "But you will receive power," translated as what in Greek?
Dynamite.
Dynamite.
Dunamis.
Dunamis.
And we have Didymus.
We have this Dunamis ministry. When the Holy Spirit, not if, but when the Holy Spirit.
That was a prophecy.
Comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, which means what?
Martyrs. Martyrs?
Will be my witness.
I mean, that's one way of putting it.
But to be his witness is the
sacrifice.
Is one of the greatest gifts you could ever have. "To be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So what is this saying? This is saying for everybody. And it's so frustrating that people don't get that. That they don't get the fact that this is normal Christianity.
Well,
Christianity is to have power.
Well, I mean, I don't blame them.
Okay.
They've got the world telling them God has no power.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a church that sometimes looks pretty powerless, mm-hmm. though it's not. There's so much going on, even with the maybe lack of participation of faith. The faithful mm-hmm. Need to kind of rise up more, right? So that's why we're here, to help wake up hearts and souls and minds. But I don't blame them. I'm like, no one's, who's telling them? And then it's also, they've heard so much bad news, and they're just looking inward that they can't look up. They can't look out of themselves. It's very hard right now. And so I don't chastise anyone, and I've been there too myself. And so that's what this show is for. It's for those who are alive in their faith and those who are, they're crawling through it because they're walking through the mud. They're walking through, there's like darkness in the world that's blinding and louder, and where's the quiet to hear the Holy Spirit in this world?
My brothers and sisters, to the extent that you want to know the truth is the extent that you'll receive the truth, because the truth will set you free, as it says in the Gospel of John. The truth will set you free. One of my favorite verses is in 2 Corinthians 3:16-18 that says, when God comes upon you, Jesus comes upon you, there will be a veil lifted from your eyes, and then you will have freedom, and then you'll see clearly what God is doing through you and in you and around you. You see, there is this veil. The veil has to be removed. And how do we remove that veil?
Well, we ask for more faith as part of it, but God does it.
I mean,
we just need to have that desire, that yearning, and really want it. And it's about humility.
It is about humility. And again, it's about what we said before, giving God permission
mm-hmm.
to be able to take over our life, right?
Yes.
To be able to show us the truth.
Like this reckless, abandoned love for God.
So many people spend their whole life looking for truth, and it's right in front of them. It's called Jesus Christ. It is not complicated. It is not complicated. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, again, you'll be able to see that truth, which is so absolutely critical. And we know that the Holy Spirit leads us to all truth.
Yes.
Go ahead.
And I think also the truth hurts. It's real, because sometimes the truth is God, and when we are faced with the truth, reading the word, going to mass, whatever it may be, living out your faithful life, the truth of the gospel can convict our hearts that, oh, I got to look at my life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I have to sacrifice. I'm living in two worlds, and so it's decision time for all of us in the church. And so that's why it's It's like the hardest, but then it's the most liberating, exciting time of your life. It's not just one moment. It's the rest of your life can be this way of living in the truth and freedom and ignoring the lies of the enemy and renouncing the lies about what you think you are about and where you belong and how you should act in the world. Jesus will radically change your life.
Amen, amen, amen. The Holy Spirit, when you let the Holy Spirit out to be released, He will always lead us to Jesus. He will always lead us to truth. Take a look at John 8, verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Verse 32. Verse 31 says that if you remain in my word, and Jesus is the word made flesh, you will truly be my disciple. So, if you're a true disciple, you'll know the truth. If you're a true disciple, you'll be led by the Holy Spirit. Chapter 14, verse 26 says, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, that the Father will send in my name, he will teach you everything and remind you of all that I've told you. So the Holy Spirit is our teacher, our guide, and will guide us to all truth. And so what is this truth? Well, we talked about receiving the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's take a look now at some of the other gospels or some of the gospels. In Matthew 28, we see starting in verse 18, 28:18, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I'm with you till the end of the ages. So this is the last thing Jesus tells his disciples, which is you've received the power through me, now make disciples of all nations. Why don't we take that seriously?
Well, I mean, again, it's lack of faith is part of it. And people are probably looking in the mirror like, how can God use me? They've condemned themselves to being a lifetime sinner, and it's not going to get any better. And so they don't realize who they are in Christ Jesus, in the Holy Trinity. Like, He wants us part of Him, part of this His Trinitarian life, and to draw us up. And it's about humbling ourselves and asking the right questions and turning to the Lord to ask those questions.
So again, we're with Katie Hughes, who is one of our leaders on Spirit-Filled Radio. She's actually running Spirit-Filled Radio, one of the leaders in the ministry of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry, and she is on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's take a look at the Gospel of Mark. I love the Gospel of Mark at the end, right? I mean, it's just so amazing. And this is Mark 16, starting at 15. He said to them, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They'll pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They'll lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Alleluia.
That's some good news.
Alleluia. Alleluia. My brothers and sisters, do you understand how important these words are? These verses are. It is life changing. It is our command.
It's empowering. Like,
it is empowered by the Spirit. It is empowered by the Spirit. It changes everything. Let's go through this whole thing. And I want Katie Hughes to give an interpretation of what this means, because it's so powerful. Okay, first, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. What's that mean?
Well, he's telling us that we have the truth. It's a commandment by him to go out and pour out the good news to anyone you meet. And God calls us in different ways, but we have to be bold and we have to be willing to look foolish in the world that says that we are foolish.
You see at the beginning of the Acts how Peter and they all went out after they received the Pentecost Holy Spirit, and they spoke boldly. The scripture says they spoke boldly. to go into the whole world means wherever God sends you. It could be foreign countries, like we've gone to the Philippines and Indonesia and Mexico and wherever.
But start with your family, everybody. Start right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, and you've been to lots of
foreign
countries.
That's why God put them in your life. It wasn't just so...
Can we summarize it this way? I agree, start with your families, but start with those people closest to you, including your family.
Right.
But it could be your coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
It could be people that you know in the parish. Don't assume that they're saved.
Yeah.
Don't assume that they have Jesus. I mean, they may act as if they have
Jesus.
And
they may look like they've got it together.
They may look like it, but as I tell everybody, evangelize me. I mean, we cannot assume, oh, I don't have to tell anybody about Jesus because they've got it together.
Everyone has a bad day.
Everyone needs to be...
and to be encouraged.
Needs to be encouraged, need to be have their faith reinforced. Okay, so what this says, bloom where you're planted. Wherever God sends you, that's where you need to be. We are going to, through Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry, in connection with the diocese,
mm-hmm.
we will be training parishes, people, on how to bloom where you're planted, how to go forth wherever you are, that you're blooming. You're giving the message of Jesus Christ. That's what that means. Okay, so let's continue. There'll be a lot more about that, so pray for us. If you're interested in helping us, contact DeaconSteve@SpiritFilledHearts.org or Katie at SpiritFilledHearts.org. Oh, what a surprise.
And it's Katie, K-A-T-I-E.
Yeah. Contact us. We will get in touch with you and train you on how to be an evangelist and how to share your faith. Okay, we're going to continue on. Whoever believes as baptized will be saved. Well, I mean, that's kind of powerful, huh?
Yes. Now, there's the caveat with this. You believe, what are you doing that shows, exemplifies to the world that you believe? Like, even just living your life is the gospel. So if you're out there sharing the good news and people know when it's authentic, when you're loving and charitable because you love God and he knows that, then you are a believer. So it's the faith and the works glorify God.
As I like to say, if someone could follow you around every day of the week, could they convict you in a court of law of you being a Christian? In other words, do you ever talk about Jesus? Do you ever share your faith? Do you ever, you know, what do you do? Now, you know, you can worship and you do those things, and that's certainly fantastic. And we want you to go to daily mass, adoration, reconciliation, all the sacraments. And that's a big part of it. But as important as that is, and it is critical, we are called to share our faith.
You know, speaking of those sacraments, going to mass, so you receive God, Jesus, in the Eucharist. And then at the end of the mass, what does the deacon say?
Go forth, and well, what the deacon will say, in the peace of Christ, go forth to share your faith.
Right. So at the end of Mass, mm-hmm. we are sent out, and so we're to be used by God. We have the fuel for the mission. Jesus gave us all the sacraments so that we can be witnesses.
And there's
on top of the Holy Spirit.
And various dismissals, but mm-hmm. I guess the one I like the best.
That's what I was trying to point out.
Is to go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life. Now, how do you glorify the Lord by your life if you're not sharing about Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
If something good happens to your children or you, don't you tell everybody about it? Oh, I won the lottery. Oh, I got a promotion. Oh,
my daughter, she got this blue ribbon star.
Yeah, something happened that's good. I want to tell everybody about it.
Hey, my kid had their first communion. They get to receive Jesus.
Amen.
I want that out there.
Amen.
I want to hear about that.
And just what God has done in your life. Okay, verse 16 again. We talked about that. Whoever is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. And then verse 17. These signs will accompany those who believe in my name. They'll drive out demons. They'll speak new languages. And then we'll go to 18. They will pick up serpents with their hands. If they drink any deadly things, it will not do them harm. It's power.
Mm-hmm.
We are not called to be defenseless. We are called to have the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. This is not, oh, this fringe group. This is teachings of the Catholic Church that when we say yes to Jesus, we within us have this power, as Jesus said in John 14, 12, you will do what I do and more because I go the Father before you.
We are literally carrying the power of the resurrection in us.
Amen.
So it's time for us to, when we see people at church or in your life and they're Christian, Christians have the power of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. So if they're from the Trinitarian God. So imagine you see this person in front of you. They, though you can't see it because there's a veil, they are glowing with the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and say, we're beautiful. Like God has made us so beautiful in his image and he wants us to do what he did. Like he didn't just do it and then say, okay, off you go. Go back to the way things were. No, he came to change the world and he uses us now because Jesus went up. He is at the throne and he sent the Holy Spirit. He and the Father sent the Holy Spirit and we receive the Holy Spirit so that we can do these works, greater works than these, John 14:12.
Amen.
And so that's another commandment from him. He doesn't just say stuff and they wouldn't allow this in the Bible unless he said it. And so it's very important we realize that we are empowered. We need to say yes to the power of God. Yes, Lord, use me every day. Give me the words to say. Yield to the Holy Spirit. Not your words, but his words when we are speaking to people in our lives. Lives will be changed and transformed towards the Lord when they experience the Holy Spirit through you.
Alleluia. 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 Don't you just feel like singing from the top of your heart and lungs and rooftops and mountaintops and wherever you are? Jesus is Lord. He's King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am. My brothers and sisters, we are called to make a difference. We are called
Amen.
To be the arms, legs, feet, mind, everything of Jesus Christ, right? Was that St. Teresa, I think, said that?
Yeah.
You know, and to be putty in his hands, to wherever he brings us, you know, be that pencil, I believe, St. Teresa said. He's moving the hand and writing with the pencil wherever you are to go. So we are not orphans. That's right out of Scripture. I've not left you orphans. I give you the Holy Spirit. I give you the power of the Holy Spirit. You're empowered by the Spirit. You have that power to move mountains, to have faith as big as a mustard seed, and then that mountains will move. Now, it goes on and says, they will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. What does that mean?
It means they, the ones who believe in him,
yes,
follow him, do what he did, and more. When they lay hands, they pray for healing, right? Pray whatever that person needs, but when people are needing healing, lay hands on the sick. So many different types of sicknesses out there, and they will recover.
So let's talk about that, because this is an important part of evangelization, I believe, to see the power of the Holy Spirit. And I know you believe it, too.
Mm-hmm.
On Spirit-Filled Radio, we have a show by Father Gagneau.
Oh, yes, Renewal, Father Patrick.
Mm-hmm. Patrick Gagneau, called Renewal of the Mind.
Yes.
And he talks about glory stories.
Yes.
You know, I'd never heard that term before. I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Glory stories. Give us a glory story of healing.
Oh, for myself or for what I've seen somebody else do?
Whatever you want.
Okay. Well, it just made me think about, as a child, a couple of healings, but through my mom's prayers. And one was, my parents just were baptized in the Holy Spirit. My dad just came into the church and I had a really high fever, like 105, and we were living, it was in 78. So, and we lived on a little island called Antigua, and it was for a couple of years while he was in the military. And in those types of situations, and back then, they didn't have like a hospital to take care of a 2-year-old at midnight with a bad fever. That wasn't what happened. People had to be flown in or you had to fly people. So my dad was on the phone calling for, I guess, a helicopter or something to take me where I needed to be. And my mom went. She said, wait, hold on. She's like, before you call, I'm going to go pray. So she laid hands on me. And she said, minutes later, she said, Al, put the phone down. She's in normal temperature.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
And she was a mom. She, you know, didn't go to college, didn't have a master's in theology, but she loved the Lord. And so God can use anybody. And that's what I love about that was the childlike faith, knowing that God can use you. And yes, I'm not saying don't take your medicine. Take your medicine if your doctor tells you to.
Right.
But with that, pray for the healing. So that was just one of my favorite stories.
So as we close this first segment, we have to understand the power of the Holy Spirit. I laid hands on this man that had stage 4 cancer. They gave him 1 in 500 chance of living lung cancer. He felt the power of the Holy Spirit, the burning within his heart, his mind, his lungs. The next couple weeks later, when he went to the oncologist, the cancer was gone. It's been gone ever since.
That was like 9 years ago, right?
9 years ago. Bottom line is I've written 8 books and talking about story after story of miracles. That is part of sharing your faith. We're going to come back and share what does it mean to share your faith and how do you do it. This is Deacon Steve Greco. You're Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be right back.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running
for... We're back on Empowered by the Spirit, and I'm so excited to have Katie Hughes with us. Katie, great to have you back on the show.
I'm so blessed to be here with you and talking about Jesus,
talking
my
about
favorite.
Jesus.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the name
and
of the
Abba
show
Father.
Again is called to evangelize, that we are called to be an ambassador of evangelization. We are called to make a difference. We were talking about how Jesus, in the first half of the show, in the Gospels, in Acts of the Apostles, very, very clear in which we are called to be sent out. We are called to move mountains. We are called to share our faith. It's the number one priority of the church. It's number one priority for us. It's the number one priority for families, for marriages, for individuals, parishes. I mean, it's the number one priority, period. People get hung up. The word evangelization means good news. What does it mean to share our faith? What does it mean to share the good news? What's the very first step? Because the second half of the show, I want to talk about the steps of sharing our faith and how to do it. What's the very first step that we need to do, Katie?
For me personally, it would be if I want to share my faith and I have never done it before, I guess I want to pray and ask the Lord, how am I supposed to do this? What gifts and talents have you given me, Lord, to serve in this way, to evangelize, to share who you are and your love for your people?
As we take a look at the 15th chapter of John, it says, remain in me and I will remain in you. It says, I'm the vine, you're the branches. It says that when you are connected to him, he will guide us. He will lead us. In fact, in John 15:16, it's very clear that he will anoint us and give us the fruit that is required to share our faith. So the very first step that Katie suggests is that we pray and we ask the Lord to give us that gift of sharing our faith, which relates to Matthew 7:7, Luke 11:9. And it says, you're a biblical scholar, so you know what it is. You know, it says, ask and you will
receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door shall be opened.
Okay. So we pray. Okay. Second step is we really fervently ask to the extent, that's number two, to the extent that we want it, mm-hmm. is the extent that we'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really that simple. I want to spend some time on this.
Yes.
Because people don't get that. It's so, there's 100%, all you math majors, there's 100% ratio on this. You want it a little bit, you'll get a little bit. You want it kind of be lukewarm in the middle, you'll be lukewarm in your sharing. If you want it, if you truly desire it, mm-hmm. if you're living out the fourth beatitude, Matthew 5, 6, blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, which is doing God's will, and then you'll be filled, then you'll be satisfied. If you hunger for it, if you thirst for it, if you ask for it, if you seek it, if you knock on the door, it will be open. Talk about that. Talk about really wanting it. You know, we talk about being all in.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big part of what this ministry, gigantic part, it's at the core of the ministry,
mm-hmm.
is to teach people, what does it mean to be all in? What does it mean to want this?
Yeah, I think everybody has their own story about how it comes to be. So some people are long life faithful and the Lord just slowly just strengthens you and you've always been faithful and you've never turned away from the Lord and never doubted. I mean, there's people like that. And there's other people that go through and they're still being converted. Like there's this conversion that's a slow progress of knowing the Lord's heart. And what does that mean? His love for his people and being in a deep relationship that takes time. And so some people it's like that. Other people it's like they've been heathens their whole life and then someone speaks the word to them and the truth just cuts through all the darkness and they're like, wow, like, this is a real thing, God. Like, I've been making fun of him my whole life. And now I can see and I am experiencing something good just by hearing this person share. So we have that type of radical change that needs to be fed well, too, because it can be easily distinguished. You know, the devil wants to take away, you know, what the Lord has given. And so people can easily be swayed back into old ways. So, you know, everyone's a different way of how God wants to get your attention and being all in and this desire, you really have to ask for it. Like you just get to the point and like, this isn't working. My way is not working. And I ask you to pray for people in your family where they're still doing it their way. And you're wondering when, Lord, like this is ridiculous. This person isn't coming to you. And I'm trying so hard. And it's not about you trying. It's really pray for them because God wants them and your prayers are being heard and answered. And just everyone deserves their own journey with the Lord. But once they do and they've got the Lord has their heart and they receive the truth of who he is, no one wants to let that go. And then there's this desire that the Lord, he gives you what you want. He wants you to want him. And so he's not going to give you a snake when you ask for the egg because you're asking for more faith. You're asking for more of him. He's not going to deny you that. So it's, and you can't fake it. So
you
the Lord knows, the Lord knows your heart. And so just spend time with him. And I'm telling you, persevere in your desiring. Like the Lord sometimes wants more of you to be all in. Just, and even this, like this patience and sacrifice. That's what he calls you to. And then he's going to, magnify what you are desiring. And then he gives it to you to this extent that you desire. So he's building up your desire.
Amen.
Not desperation, not like, oh, well, Lord,
no.
If you're there, you know, could you do this? Like, Lord, help, you
right.
know, and that's a good start. And then it's like, okay, well, what does that mean? Like, what do you want from him? And it's not just about things of the world to solve your problems. He wants your soul. And so that takes time.
Hallelujah. 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 So many verses just flooded at me when you were speaking. First, you were quoting the 11th chapter of Luke. Again, Luke 11:9, asking, receive, seeking, find, knocking, the door will be open. But then it says, we who are wicked, who know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Father give us the Holy Spirit for those who ask for it? So when we ask for the Holy Spirit, when we want the Holy Spirit, we will get the Holy Spirit. So that's probably the single biggest thing that I got in listening to you. But there were all these other verses too that we're all part of it. But the most important thing, again, that we're saying is first pray, second ask. The third thing is really to expect that you'll receive it. It's that expectant faith. It's the faith of the centurion. Say but the word, and it shall be done. My servant will be healed. So we have to have that expected faith. And again, how do we get more faith? We ask for it. We ask for it and expect that it'll happen.
Yes. And again, the Lord, he does not play around. He is the truth, and he is love, and he wants you to have the faith. It's almost like asking for real faith. Like there's asking for faith and, yeah, Lord, I like that. And then there's like another type of asking, like that's pushing out into another stratosphere of faith that you need. And it's supernatural. And that's what you're asking for. Lord, I believe that you can, give me this moment of awakening of my heart. And, there's a lot of different ways that it comes. So you could be driving in your car. You could be in your shower. You could be alone. You could be lost somewhere driving, whatever it is. And the Lord will come. And it's just persevere. It's so important.
Amen. 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 So again, you have to want it. To the extent that you want it, it's the extent that you will get it. So we pray, we ask, we seek with all of our heart. We expect that we get it. So now we have it. Now what? Now what do we do?
Now that God can use me. Now it's the stepping out in faith. So it's the activation of the faith is, and I'm not sure where I know it's somewhere. And it's somewhere
in this Bible.
Somewhere in that Bible.
It's in this book, book.
And it's like, Jesus, like, don't worry about what you're going to say. I am behind this. I will give it to you. And sometimes it's like, you say one thing and that's your sad little way of sharing a message about the Lord. And the Lord sees that faith and then he puts his power of the Holy Spirit on. So this anointing on what you say, and that person doesn't necessarily hear the fumbling and the awkwardness. They hear the Lord. They don't even hear you in their heart. They experience the Lord's voice through you. So don't worry about being polished. You know what? It's an honest, simple heart. That's what is needed for evangelization. Simple. Like, hey, God has changed my life in so many ways. I was a horrible sinner, and I'm sinning less because I've surrendered my heart to him. I've turned to the Lord in the church, and I've given him everything, and I'm not to hold it. I'm supposed to share it. And so I care about you, and I want you to know that the Lord loves you. And, talk about the cross that he carries for us. And the burden is lighter with him. And you can share with them how he's changed your life in so many different ways. And maybe even changed, like, your friendships, right? Like, when you go through transformation, some of your old friends fall away because they don't get it and they don't want it. Even if you try, they don't understand what's going on. And so they fall away. Less phone calls, less messages. And then the Lord, as you spend more time in the Lord, in the church, and creating friendships in Christ, you receive so much more. You receive so many good friendships out of love and charity. And so these are things, simple things in your life of sharing with other people why Jesus is so good and what he can do for us in our lives. And you don't have to know the whole Bible. It is really important to read the Bible because it is the Word of God. And when you spend time with the Bible, you're spending time with the Lord and you understand his heart and he speaks to you through the power of the Holy Spirit. So that's transformative. And that comes out in your speaking. That comes out in your message when you are evangelizing.
Hallelujah.
Hope that's helpful.
Okay. So let's take a look at Luke 12:12.
Okay.
Luke 12:12 for your memory.
Thank you.
For the Holy Spirit will teach you at that moment of what you should say.
Thank you. Luke 12:12.
I knew
that was
okay.
In there somewhere.
All right. But I'm going to give you another verse too. You'll know what to say. But it's very important that you want to say the right things. In Matthew 12, verse 36 and 37, my brothers and sisters, these are unbelievably important verses for all of eternity. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will render an account for every careless word they speak. By your words, you'll be acquitted, and by your words, you'll be condemned. It's so important that we understand that we want to be positive, encouraging, to spread the word of God.
Saying things out of love. The sinner knows their sin. The Lord does the job of convicting the hearts. When I go to conferences and events where it's very much focused on the power of the Holy Spirit, a lot of time you'll see people crying.
And, oh, absolutely.
And people want to come up and console them and say, oh, are you all right? You know, leave them be. They're with the Lord. When the Lord is convicting a sinner's heart, or just experiencing his love, is so powerful.
Oh.
The light of God just
happens all the time.
Yeah. And all of the stuff kind of gets risen up. Like, you start to like, oh Lord, you know, I've abandoned you. Just like Judas. I've been a Judas, you know, you get that feeling. And Lord, I'm so sorry. And then they're going through this whole process and weeping. And would you want to tap them on the shoulder and say, hey, all right. You know, no, it's let them be with the Lord. And God is doing so much. So you don't have to worry about say, hey, you're a sinner. You're going to go to hell. The sinner knows that, like, that's where their life is headed. But if you can share, like St. Paul, always like the beautiful things about heaven, like focus on those things, like the things of God.
Well, and the fruit of the Spirit. I mean, who doesn't want more love and joy and peace and patience and kindness? Another verse that had come to mind when you were speaking previously was Hebrews 10:36 that says you need perseverance to receive what God has in store for you, in Hebrews 10:36. It's so important to understand we have to fight. We're battling the enemy. The enemy does not want us to share faith.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the battle has already been won, but there's the battle we play. The part that we play in the battle is keeping our eyes on the Lord and having what they call dove eyes, where a dove can only look at one thing at a time.
To be single-minded, and we see this in
purity of heart.
First chapter, we see this in the Beatitudes. Mm-hmm. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. So we need perseverance. We need to have that clean heart to be with God. We need to desire it. So we pray, we seek, we ask for it, we expect that we will receive it, and then how do we evangelize? Well, the fifth step in this is we tell our story.
The fifth gospel, which is your gospel, right? The good news of your life, what God has done in your life.
You are the fifth gospel. It is about your life and why and how and when and all the circumstances around you finding Jesus. See, there's a gigantic difference between being a cultural Catholic, a cultural Christian, and being an on-fire missionary disciple, an on-fire ambassador for the Lord. We say there's an 18 inches difference from the head to the heart. It is on the road to Emmaus. What did they say? Were our hearts not on fire? When your hearts are on fire, burning for the Lord, you're living out Luke 12:49 that says that I've come to set the earth on fire. I wish it was already ablaze. Your heart is ablaze. Your heart is ablaze. And you have to, you're compelled to tell other people. It is like in Jeremiah, when Jeremiah says, you duped me, O Lord. I didn't want to say anything, but there was a fire burning within me and I had to say something. So we want it. We ask for it. We pray for it. We seek it. Then we tell our story. Now, who do we tell it to?
All flesh. Even people that know the Lord, like it's encouraging to hear other people's stories and to share your own. And it's glorifying God, what God has done in your life. It's not boasting about yourself. It's talking about what God has done and how it's changed your life and how you're serving him, you know, in a powerful way. And also, I don't know if this is what comes next, but I don't have your list in front of me. But what I'm thinking about is after you share it, a lot of times people are like, whoa, like that's really awesome. But they have doubt about themselves.
Right.
And so this is a time where you can, after you share your story, mm-hmm. then say, hey, do you want to pray together for God to change you? Like for the Lord to come and change your heart, to give you gifts that he wants to give you. We can pray right now for that. Like, you know, it depends on how the conversation goes when you share the story. And so it's like, wow, like, you can have this opportunity to say, come Holy Spirit, bless my friend who wants your heart, who wants to love you more, who wants to be transformed, and then wait for the Lord to come.
Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to pray at the end about giving our lives to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so in a couple of minutes here. But again, this process of asking, of seeking, of finding, of praying, of believing that you'll have it, and then sharing your faith story. Now the question is, who do you share it to? Who do you share it to?
Everyone.
Everyone. And that means wherever you are sent.
Yes.
Because we are sent. We are sent out.
God created
us. It's not a coincidence when you all of a sudden show up. I know, I'll just give you one quick story. I get a flat tire. I'm grumbling. And then I'm sitting on the bench waiting for the tire to be fixed. And the Lord said, I want you to tell the station manager there, the service station manager, how much I love him. And I've called him to come back to church. It was a lapsed Catholic, hadn't been to church in years. He started crying and because he knew it was from the Lord. Wherever you go, we're in restaurants, we're on airplanes. We're bumping into people wherever it is, and we're evangelizing. Mm-hmm. Wherever you're sent, there's a reason why you're talking to somebody.
Yeah, and also, like, sometimes we think, oh, God created me to have this mind. I'm this, say, a mathematician, and I'm really good at it, and so that's what I do. That's what God did for me, and so you acknowledge God. It's like you were created to share the good news. It wasn't about teaching math, but God uses your position in life to be that mathematician, to be teaching, and he has assignments for you. And his assignment for you is to evangelize who God is to your students or whoever you're teaching or speaking to or whatever it is, whoever you're interacting with in your position in life. That's where he sent you to. So God created you to spread the good news, to love. And that's the priority.
There are no coincidences. Nothing is a coincidence. So the job that you have is the job you're supposed to have. The mission that you're on, the ministry that you want, people just pop in your life that you least expect. I mean, you're not expecting it. And then all of a sudden, this person is the person you're supposed to share your faith with, your story with. Because this person is the person that needs to hear the truth about Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be afraid to then just take them through a sinner's prayer. What's a sinner's prayer? It basically is saying, Lord, I acknowledge the fact that I need you. In fact, since I'm talking about, let's do it right now.
Okay.
Let's do it right now. Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I surrender my heart to you.
I surrender my heart to you.
I know I am a sinner.
I know I am a sinner.
And I need a Savior.
And I need you, my Savior.
I surrender to you.
I surrender to you.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord Jesus Christ.
Take over my life.
Take over my life.
Everything in my life.
Everything, Lord.
I totally and completely surrender my will to your will.
I totally, completely surrender my will to you, Lord.
Use me.
Use me.
In a mighty way.
In a mighty way.
To share your truth.
To share your truth.
Your love.
Your love.
Your story of salvation.
Your story of salvation.
Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother.
Through the intercession of our Blessed Mother.
Saint Joseph.
Saint Joseph.
All holy heavenly angels and saints.
All holy heavenly angels and saints.
Thank you for making me an evangelist.
Thank you, Lord, for making me an evangelist.
Thank you for having my family saved.
Thank you, Lord, for saving my family.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me.
I commit my life to you.
I commit my life to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I feel so...
Hallelujah.
It's like, even though I'm an activated evangelist, you know, working out there in the vineyard with the rest of you, like, that's still powerful.
Every time.
It's like a bit of I don't know if you want to call it deliverance, but it's like...
It is.
It is so, it's so humbling. Like, you just be, it's less of you and more of him. And it could be a daily thing sometimes.
Well, you need it. I mean, if they say we leak the Holy Spirit, you know, we, because we're constantly under attack. So the devil wants to mitigate our mission, our purpose to share our faith, to let other people know the truth about Jesus Christ. And so we're constantly being told not to do it, or being told, oh, well, they'll be upset, whatever it is. But when you love passionately, no one's ever upset. They may not be totally ready for it, but it will be a seed.
Yes. Like, some people may be like, whoa, you're weird.
But, doesn't matter.
But you've made an impression and you spoke the truth. You do, you, you act out in faith and do what Jesus asked you to do and let him do the rest.
You are being a fool for Christ.
Amen.
So we are going to be going to your parishes, many of you that are listening, over the next year or so, and developing evangelization committees, evangelization groups, evangelization training. We will train you on it, what to say, it, how to go out and share your faith. So look for that in the coming weeks, months ahead, in Jesus' name. Katie, thanks for being on the show.
I'm so blessed to be here, and God bless everyone listening today and every day.
Heavenly Father, we love you, we praise you, and worship you. We send forth the Holy Spirit upon you to be an evangelist, a missionary disciple, to be on fire for our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless and heal you and your families and loved ones, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, through the power of the Holy Spirit, the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, St. Joseph, through the protection of St. Michael the Archangel, in Jesus' name, and I bless you with every spiritual blessing, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
This is Deacon Steve Greco with Katie Hughes, and you've been on Empowered by the Spirit. We'll be with you next week at the same time. God bless.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week.